Hey, Marnie.
Hi, Jeff.
What do David Bowie, Carrie Underwood, the Monkees, and Elvis have in common?
They're all singers?
Come on. They recorded at one of the coolest places that we've ever been.
Oh, Studio B.
Studio B, yes.
Yes, in Nashville, Tennessee.
And, you know, we took an epic road trip up there, and there was just so much cool, cool stuff to see.
If
there.
You are in the area, this is a must-do. Hands down, takes precedence over everything else. You have to go to Studio B.
And the cool thing is, I love country music. And so we had to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And guess what? The Country Music Hall of Fame owns Studio B. And so you can get a ticket.
A package, with both.
A package deal, and they will shuttle you over there. And they will give you a tour of it.
It's included in the price. And remember, teachers, they offer a discount. So that saves you several dollars. It was actually, I think, between 10 and 15%, yeah. Somewhere around there, that we saved per ticket, because all we had to do was pull up our teaching certificate and show them. And they were, you know, cool.
They were really cool about that.
So. Yeah, they were. And it's our tour guide, I have to say, was absolutely amazing.
Now, being a history teacher, I am somewhat of a tour guide snob.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't think I know more than everyone. But,
no, but you know the good ones.
But I know a lot of stuff. And so whenever I get a tour guide that goes above and beyond, that's entertaining, informative,
yes.
And kind of checks all the boxes, I am truly amazed, and I appreciate that so much.
And I think the fact that he was a performer as well played into how good he was, because he loves it. There's a genuine passion for it, and it shows through, you know.
You know, one of the cool things is, you know, the just country music in general, when this was established, it was opened in 1956, and they closed it in around 1977.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in that period of time, it is truly amazing what was recorded during that period.
Oh, yeah. During those two decades of the studio's existence, over 60% of Billboard's Country Music Magazine hits were recorded there. There were over 35,000 songs recorded in that studio. That is so hard to believe, because it's just amazing when you start hearing all the names that recorded there, and you go, wait a minute, was this song recorded there or this one? You know, it's so cool.
And, you know, it came around at a time when country music was on the upswing, and it's,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if we call it the golden age or whatever, but, you know, so in the 1950s, you know, the mid-50s, you know, we had people like Elvis coming on the scene and people like that. Well, you had Chet Atkins, who was country music guy.
Himself, he was a famous guitarist.
And he and Steve Sholes basically created the studio. Mm-hmm. And it becomes, you know, kind of the center of country music for, you know, two decades.
Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy to me. They were talking about how country music has adapted. Country music takes inspiration from other genres and adapts it. And that's what keeps it so relevant. I mean, once you start looking back at it, you can see it, but you really have to go, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that does have a rock beat, or that does have a pop beat. You know, it's crazy that it just flows over the years so well.
And our tour guide, you know, he talked about that. And,
yeah.
You know, for me, I'm a country music purist.
Oh, yes, you are.
I mean, I love old school.
He is. Oh, time out. We're not just talking old school. We're talking very, very old school.
like your great-grandparents' music,
yes.
Okay? And,
yes.
You know, and I love that. And, you know, and I used to say, well, nothing good's been produced in the last 10 years, and now it's 20 years, now it's 30 years. And, no, I'm just kidding. There are some good country music artists out there. But when, you know, when we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, I was kind of looking around and I said, oh, I didn't even recognize this group as being country or,
yeah.
You know, something like that. And what our tour guide was explaining is that whenever something becomes popular, a new sound, which, you know, even at one point the Nashville sound was
Yes.
And then kind of outlaw country that has a crossover, and then
mm-hmm.
you have the Eagles, and then even now with Taylor Swift,
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt. I mean,
you
a
know,
lot of the greats.
and what I, you know, thought was cool is that it he was explaining how it takes what's popular in other genres and then applies it to country music, and I'm still
Like
like,
in its own way.
yeah, and I'm still like, I don't know about all that. But then when he brings back the point, well, if you get somebody interested with country music because of this person, then they go back and study the roots of it, and then
Yeah.
they become a fan of the stuff that I like. Well, not always, but in a lot of cases, at least you can respect, you
Yes,
know, what it
I
is in the
do
history of
respect
it.
it, absolutely. You know, what amazed me was how tiny the studio was. Like, literally, it's a bunch of small rooms, like maybe five or six small rooms.
You know, it's not any bigger than a house, I don't
Oh
think.
no, it's not even half the size of our house, you know, and it's amazing that it holds that much history. And it, wow, I was so impressed. The place, it's literally a music time capsule. I mean, it is. It is so impressive. Once we start naming the names of the people who have recorded there, you're gonna want to go visit.
And you know,
Trust me.
it's one of those things that, you know, whenever we go to different places, or, you know, whether it's around the world or whether it's local, you know, I always think, you know, if these walls can talk, you know, what cool
Yeah.
story. And yet when you come here, you realize that there are hundreds and hundreds of not just average performers, but the greats, Elvis, Dolly, you know, all of these people that are here, and it literally, there is an X marks the spot.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Literally, there is an X on the floor that marks the spot of the best acoustics for recording in the studio. And to think of the people who have stood in that exact spot, it's just awe-inspiring. I mean, it is.
And you know, there's that great acoustics there. And so when I stood there and sang, you know, it was angelic, it was
I'm not
beautiful.
sure that's
And
the word I would use.
well, I mean, you know, well, at least I stood in the same
Yeah,
place
you
where
stood
Elvis
in the same
was.
place.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. But it's so amazing because not only is the X there where everybody has stood, the taped X on the tile floor, it is the same tile floor. They're the same instruments in there. The Steinway Baby Grand that Elvis always used to warm up his vocal cords still sits there. These things are still used to record today. Artists can get special permission to record in Studio B. And I mean, Carrie Underwood just did it recently. They said, I think she recorded a Christmas album or something there. But yeah, people can go in there and still record. And could you imagine, as one of today's artists, going in there and recording in the same studio that all these greats who have come before you have recorded
Well,
in?
just being a tourist and being in
I
that
know.
area is
I was just dumbfounded. I mean, I can't think of another word. It was amazing to be in that building.
And what's so cool is each of these artists have their own unique story about Studio B. And
Yes.
one that I thought was, you know, there's one that we'll talk about later with Elvis, but there was a cool story with Dolly Parton that she had just recently been signed, and she was late, and she was trying to make a good impression, and she hit the gas when she came in instead of the brake, and she jumped the curb and actually knocked a hole in the wall. But
She made an impression.
she made an impression, and you know, and I think that's just a cool story, especially, you know, the fact that, you know, she was young, energetic, trying to
Yep.
get there, and you know, I'm a big Dolly fan, so you know,
Yes, absolutely.
she still has that energy.
She does. She really does. But this studio is where Elvis recorded over 200 songs.
You know, and it's not, and Elvis, and we'll talk about him some more, but you know, when I think about, in addition to the King, you know, the Everly
Yes.
Brothers, Willie Nelson, Roy Orbison, Waylon Jennings, Carrie Underwood, and you know, people that you don't necessarily think about it, like David Bowie, and the Monkees. You know, I
Yeah,
mean, those are
Charlie Pride.
your Charlie Pride, absolutely.
The list just goes on. Those are just a few
Right.
of the people who recorded in that studio. You know, it's funny, speaking of Dolly, she wrote her famous songs, her two probably more famous songs, Jolene and I Will Always Love You. and recorded them in that studio. And it's funny because there was a whole ordeal with Dolly and Elvis about I Will Always Love You, because Elvis actually found the sheet music to that song in the studio and wanted to record it.
Yeah, and so the issue was that he told Dolly that I want to record this, and so she was so happy because, hey, here's a song I wrote. Elvis was the most popular guy in the world at this point, and so she calls all of her friends and, hey, Elvis is going to record this. Elvis is going to record this, and then later that night, Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, calls and says, well, if you want him to record this, we want.
Half.
And Dolly said, but I don't want to give up that much, that percentage. And he and so and here she is, still fairly young but popular, but this is Elvis and Elvis's manager, the biggest guy in
In the
music,
business, yeah.
and she stands her ground and refuses to do that.
That's okay. Whitney recorded it later, and Dolly made some good money off
A matter of fact,
that.
Dolly said that she made so much money off of that, she could have afforded to buy 10 Gracelands,
Gracelands,
which I thought was a pretty cool story.
yes. Yes. And we're going to leave you with one other story. And this, you're going to have to do a little bit of research, but it's worth it, trust me. So pull up Spotify or whatever you use to listen to your music, Amazon Music, whatever you use, Apple Music. You're going to want to listen to Elvis's Are You Lonesome Tonight. Toward the end, there is a click. And I'm going to explain that in a minute. First, you need to know that Elvis did not like this song. He did not want to record it. He hated it. And they were in an all-night recording session.
Right.
He was done. He didn't want to hear this song. He said, I'm not recording it. I'll give and then he finally gave in and he said, I will give you one take. That's all you get. So they were recording it. Someone stood up and bumped Elvis's microphone with their head, and it glitched it. So instead of making him start over, they took the tape, because that's what they used to use when
He
they
refused to
recorded.
start over. He
Yeah, he
said that was
refused to
it.
start over. They spliced it and sealed it up with a piece of scotch tape. If you listen to that song today, towards the end, you will hear a click, and that is where the person hit their head on Elvis's microphone when he was recording it.
And that becomes one of his most famous songs.
Yes. Are You Lonesome Tonight? Go listen to it. But that's going to do it for today, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to our experience at Studio B. And seriously, if you have the opportunity, please go check it out because it's amazing.
And one thing we will encourage you to do is, hey, you may go, like we went to Nashville, but then our next broadcast is going to be about our trip to Mammoth Cave. So
Yeah.
you could go one place and kind of look around and say, hey, how far is so and so, and let's try to
Yes.
make that happen. So
Explore.
and we're always interested in, we don't get nearly enough feedback from you guys.
Yeah,
We
we want to hear where you're going.
want to hear your stories. We want to hear things that you like, places that you ate, or great experience you had, or if you had a great tour guide. Those
Yeah.
are all things that we like to hear about.
And tell us places that we need to go. I mean, there are tons of places we may not know about that we would love, and we hope we can inspire you to go to some of these places. But just remember, follow along, hit that subscribe button, follow us on social media, and remember, break the monotony.
Not the bait.
Bye, guys.